I'm going to call the December 10th, 2018 meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Could I have introductions, please?
Treasurer Ray Perone.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Sylvia Janow, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Not on the agenda, but is there any public comment?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. When I was looking at the October budget report, in the line item under legal, after a quarter into the fiscal year, this committee is already over $1,300 over their budgeted $6,000 expense allotment for legal fees. When looking over the minutes of the meetings, there hasn't seemed to been any discussion regarding that or any votes taken to hire any legal counsels for any specific purposes. I'm hoping this committee will be open to the public and share why that money's been spent and why we're over budget. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Public comment's closed. Do you want to respond to that?
No, no. I mean, okay. Respond in time, but.
Thank you.
Mr. Treasurer, you're up.
First thing, I'd like to report to the committee that our bank account has been compromised. I was notified by the bank and worked with them today. Four checks were presented by out-of-state banks with our routing number, our check number, but with a forged signature. They were all captured by the bank. However, this means that we will have to close our bank account and we'll have to get new checks and reissue. It looked like there were 28 checks that were outstanding as of this point in time. I was able to really just contact one by the time that all this sorted out. So Lisa will be contacting the rest of them tomorrow. New checks were estimated to be on Friday in a small quantity, but I believe it'll probably be Monday or Tuesday before we have those. Payroll should not be an issue because we'll have a new bank account and the payroll firm can simply take the money from that new account. So, and it's their checks that go out to those few that still get checks. So that it seems to be taken care of. There's no loss to the district other than the time and the inconvenience that it cost. As I said, we'll be dealing with vendor contact tomorrow, and that should be about it.
Is there isn't any way to track who did this?
No, I suspect, and no one. I made a police report. I was down at the police station, and submitted the documentation to them. Our speculation, and it was speculation, was that either a vendor or the bank who processed one of our checks did so online and they were hacked and the check was lifted with that identification information. It wasn't a complete lift because the signature looked nothing like mine, didn't even look like an attempt to be mine. So,
is that how was the bank made aware that these were fraudulent? Was it the signature verification?
Fortunately, all the checks that they used had been cleared already, so they were presented.
Okay, so
and it started off by a bank in South Dakota calling the cooperative bank to see if there were funds available. and they were alerted immediately. But all the other check numbers had been cleared, so.
I guess, no, a little bit more detail. I was just going to ask a question along the same lines. How did they find out? How did we get notified? What was the process that, thank God, ended up alerting us that this was going on?
When they presented the check, a check number that had already been cleared, the bank was alerted to the fact that someone had was using false checks.
Wow.
So the police said the detectives will follow up and we'll see. They were all out-of-state banks to the best of my determination.
I guess we're luckier than the community college was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other thing was just a brief note of information. I got notified by the state today that the Barnstable tax rate had been approved, so therefore our tax rate had been approved by the state. The Barnstable rate is actually going down 1%, but the values are going up 5%, so it'll probably be about a net 4% increase in the taxes for the town. And then the third thing that I have is signatures for our bank note that was tentatively sold pending state approval, which this will provide to Oppenheimer and Company, which is a first for us. Mm-hmm. So if I could pass these around for your signature. The red mark is for the seal. So maybe I'll start it off so there's no confusion between the clerk and myself. That is for the...
Should Fran sign first?
And Charlie, you have a test on the minutes. Do you need to sign those? Why don't you sign them and then there won't be any question? These go right to Charlie. This is the certificate by the district, but also requires signatures of the Prudential Committee. And this is Charlie's signature, and when it comes back, we'll do the seal. And these two as well, so you can pass those along. And then this is three copies. Prudential Committee signs there. All the same. And these are the tax returns with just my signature. So we're set on that.
You said the tax rate for the town's going down 1%, but the increase in overall values to the town's property is going up 5%.
Correct. So the effective tax rate will be about 4%.
That's all.
And that's all I had. Once we're done with that, we're done.
Going back to our account compromise, so if any of those outstanding checks have already been submitted to the bank and they just haven't cleared, are we going to be responsible for any overdraft or bounced check fees or anything?
It'll depend on the vendor. The vendor may try to put those to us. We'll probably try to get the bank
to cover
give us forgiveness on that.
Okay. Thank you.
can move on to Freedom Hall.
So I have, so far, have asked four companies all on Cape for to provide us with quotes and see if they would take the time to come to Freedom Hall, take a look at the floor, see what the work will entail, and provide us with quotes, for either full repair or spot repairs, whatever they decide. The four companies are Colonial Floors. I think they're right here in Hyannis. They came very well recommended. They've actually done work at the Barnstable Town Hall, and they deal with historic restoration. So the second one is Nauset Flooring Company. The third one is Old Town Floors. And the fourth one is Scherer, and that's S-C-H-E-R-R-E-R. And like as I mentioned, they're all local companies. They do work on Cape, and they do this type of work, not just hardwood floors, but also historic hardwood floors restoration. Because on the request for quotes, one of the things that I said was that our flooring was over 100 years old, and you know all the things that have already occurred to it, that it's not just going to be a straight-up sanding. And so we need somebody who really knows what they're doing to take a look at it. Yeah. And as of right now, I've gotten two responses.
Thanks, Charlie.
One was from Old Town, and the other one, I forget. I can tell you in 2 seconds. The second one was from Scherer. So Old Town, I spoke to him over the phone. He mentioned he would like to come over maybe Friday.
Okay.
He says he doesn't work past 3, so it would have to be before 3. And I said, well, I work till 5, so so I'll see if I can get the fire chief or if anybody, or if you can meet him, that would be great. And then the second gentleman from Scherer, I wrote him back. He didn't call me. He just emails me. So I told him the same thing. If it was after 5, I could probably meet him here. If not, you know, somebody else will, but we can set that up. So as of right now, I got 2 hits, and I'm waiting on the other 2, but hopefully.
Actually, Nauset Flooring looked at this once a year and a half ago for
Perfect.
But I just know they're excellent.
Yeah. Everybody's obviously it's their website, so or you know quotes from people who or references from people who they did a good work for a good job for. But everything came back really well, and again, they're all local people who do this type of work. So this gentleman, actually from Old Town, only works in the lower and outer Cape, and he mentioned that because it was for the fire district and first responders, he'd be willing to come over here and try to take a look at the floor and help us out in any way
that's
he
nice.
Can.
Yeah,
so.
Great.
Yeah, so good response so far, but I'll keep you posted.
So it's not on the agenda, but did you have a chance to go over the minutes?
I apologize to you because for some reason I've been having a problem with my emails, and that's why I had an issue with the previous meeting, so thank you. Seems to be working fine now. Yes, I did look at this one.
Okay.
So, thank you. Old-fashioned paper works better than email.
Yeah. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So
second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So any other business anybody has any concerns about? No? Then I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.